Name the one you have chosen.
Goes by the name of...
It's Cooper and Anthony.
So I know you haven't heard their name Sting in a long time.
What's he doing?
Well, you know, it's so weird. It's like, does every generation know who Sting is? Or is he starting to get to that age that, like, some people just don't know who he is anymore? Like, because people don't really know the Police. And they know the Police. If I played a song, you'd be like, oh, I know this song. And I said, oh, yeah, this is the Police. Oh, okay, now I know. But so is Sting one of those, like, household recognizable names that if I said Sting, people know exactly who I'm talking about?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I think a lot of people know him from Friends. They had a whole episode about going to a Sting concert. So I wonder if a certain generation knows him from that.
Well, he's in Only Murders in the Building. There's a couple of episodes, and I'm sorry if you didn't see the first season. Tough shit, it's too late. And we've talked about this before, that I could spoil it now because it's been like months. There's one point in Only Murders in the Building where Sting is one of the residents of the building, and they think that he's the murderer. So they kind of try to like con him. They go to his apartment and they try to like con him into admitting that he's the murderer, and he's obviously not.
Is he Sting in it, or is he somebody else?
No, he's Sting.
He's Sting. Okay.
They're like Sting lives in the building. Like, could it be him? I don't know. Let's go find out. You know. So they go try to find out. Anyway, so Sting is back in the news today. And the reason why he's in the news is because we just found out that he sold his entire career music catalog to Universal Music Publishing Group. His entire catalog.
Everybody else is doing that. Everybody's doing that. Now.
Every Breath You Take, Roxanne, Shape of My Heart, Message in a Bottle, Fields of Gold, Desert Rose, Englishman in New York.
Oh, even all his solo biggest stuff.
Yes. Yes, he sold all of it to Universal Music Group. Yeah, he said that, here's his statement, this is kind of interesting. He said, it's absolutely essential to me that my career's body of work have a home where it's valued and respected. Not only to connect with longtime fans in new ways, but also to introduce my songs to new audiences, musicians, and generations. I think it's interesting because, so he is the co-founder and frontman of Police, and he's also a solo artist. He's 70 years old, and I think he's sort of getting to that point where he's looking at his music as, what is he going to leave his kids? Do you know what I mean? So he could leave them his music, or he can leave them the $300 million that he allegedly got from Universal Music Group. They won't say how much, but Forbes had valued his catalog at $300 million.
And Stuart Copeland, who was in the Police, is probably sitting there right now going, I'm still working a part-time job. You didn't write none of it. Ah, damn it.
Just stop by Starbucks and tip me really well then. Yeah.
I think that's a horrible idea because Brian May sold a lot of Queen songs recently.
Right.
And every commercial is a Queen song.
That's what's going to happen, you know.
Yeah.
So in 2019, BMI said that Every Breath You Take was the most played song in radio history.
And now it's going to be the most played song in a Verizon commercial.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, now that UMG owns it, and I guess that's got to be okay with him. It's weird when musicians sell off their catalogs. So I have a small list of the top five musicians with the most valuable catalogs, the ones that are worth the most.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly, number five on the list, like the five most valuable, this is somebody that I can only name maybe one song. Paul Simon.
Yeah, he wrote a lot of stuff though.
I guess.
He wrote a lot of stuff for other people too.
And he wrote a lot of stuff in the 60s and 70s, mm-hmm. So he was smart to do that. So he sold his catalog, he cashed out to Sony at the tune of $250 million, how much he got for his music.
Sound of Silence alone was worth that.
Maybe. Bridge Over Troubled Water is the song that they talk about in this article. Bob Dylan is number four on the list. He sold off his music also to Universal Music Publishing Group, the same people that Sting just sold his to. He sold his for $325 million.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's why Sting sold his, is because Bob Dylan just sold his.
How come? What's one thing I'd do with the other?
Because they sold it to the same place. And he said, well, if Bob Dylan can get $300,000 for that crap, I should be able to get a little bit more. My crap's better than his crap.
Rodgers and Hammerstein, the Broadway legends. I didn't even realize that they would have, of course they have a catalog, but it never occurred to me they'd have a catalog that was worth buying. But Concord Music Group bought it in, I think it was 2019, for $350 million. And I think a lot of that's to do with the fact that they revived Oklahoma on Broadway recently. That did really, really well. The number two top-selling, most valuable catalog was Michael Jackson's.
Really?
Yep. This is interesting that he sold it because, you know, MJ is the Michael Jackson musical that's on Broadway right now. And I guess Magic Music, that's the publishing company, I guess they were fine with all of these songs being sold for, you know, being used for Broadway, which is, I think, is kind of interesting, but... $375 million for Michael Jackson's catalog.
Did he sell it, or did his kids sell it, or who sold that music?
Here's what this says. Michael Jackson may have passed away over a decade ago, but his music is still popular as ever, giving him one of the highest value music catalogs in the world. Before his death, he consolidated his copyrights to his own music publishing company, Magic Music. That includes his hits Billie Jean, Beat It, The Way You Make Me Feel, which reportedly helped bring in over $20 million a year of publishing revenue. Magic Music also owns the rights to songs by Aretha Franklin, Elvis Presley.
Yeah, I think that's his company.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. I think Magic Music, My Jack Music, whatever it's called, you're right. I think that is, he didn't sell it. It's just valued at $375 million. But here's what's interesting about it. So Lennon and McCartney, they're... music catalog is worth $500 million, $500 million.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what's interesting. Now, maybe you correct me on this. If you remember, Michael Jackson acquired the Beatles catalog.
Some of it. Right.
Right. And I think that had to do with the fact that the John Lennon stuff that was owned by Yoko, she sold it, because I don't think Paul McCartney would have ever sold the music. How did that all come about? Do you know?
I think she did sell some of it, and Michael Jackson, it was like a gray area where it came up and Michael bought it real quick, and Paul had to go back to Michael and beg him to give him his music back. So I think Paul actually got it back before Michael died.
They owned a minority stake in the publishing company that managed their rights, but it was eventually sold under them. And John and Paul both sold their remaining shares. The Beatles catalog later purchased by Michael Jackson. Years later, the catalog was purchased again by Sony, which was sued by Paul for control over his share of the catalog.